Republican Senator Jeff Brandis has a group of criminal justice reform bills already moving ahead of the 2020 session. Several of them passed the Senate Criminal Justice Committee Tuesday. Five of Brandis's bills, most concerning sentencing reform, passed unanimously Tuesday. One expands the pool of felony offenders who are eligible for prison diversion programs. Another introduces two new circumstances under which sentences can be reduced, one being if the defendant needs special treatment for addiction or a physical disability. Most passed quickly with little discussion. That's until the committee got to Brandis's bill concerning the definition of confinement under the Department of Corrections.
There's currently no data to suggest that $50 in a bus pass is the best way to release an inmate. This bill authorizes the Department of Corrections to allow inmates to participate in a supervised community release program up to 365 days before their technical release date.
The measure, Senate Bill 572, would expand the definition of confinement in the Department of Corrections to include time spent in the department's care, custody, supervision, or control through participation in a program. The bill was amended by Democratic Senator Randolph Bracey of Orange County to include a gain time provision. That's something Brandis advocated for last session, to reduce a state requirement that the incarcerated must serve 85% of their sentence, even with time earned, to 65%.
This amendment allows nonviolent offenders to earn more incentive gain time for good behavior, diligent work, educational attainment, and other constructive programming by lowering the 85% threshold to 65% and for it to be applied retroactively. As the Secretary has stated numerous times, our current model is unsustainable, and I believe we have no choice but to lower the threshold for gain time.
Bracey also has a standalone gain time bill filed this session. Tampa Democratic Representative Diane Hart is carrying a gain time bill in the House. State estimators in April said the gain time provision could take more than 9,000 people out of the prison population by 2023-24. Estimators also said it could potentially save the state as much as $860 million. Representative Hart was on hand for the Senate committee and addressed that savings.
Not only do we get people to go home earlier, we also get to save over $800 million over a five-year period, which I think is critically important that we put those dollars back into our system to educate people and prepare them to go home.
Greg Newburn is policy director for advocacy group Families Against Mandatory Minimums Florida. He was at the meeting in support of each of Brandis's bills.
If you expand what confinement means, then you expand the ways that people can serve their sentences. So it's not just behind bars or in a facility. It might be under community control or out on work release a little bit earlier than what the current law provides. Because the 85% requirement says they have to be in confinement. This would expand what confinement means, so it would allow folks to just serve their time in different, more productive ways.
And Brandis noted the bipartisan support for his proposals.
This is what the data and research leads us to, that the science supports this decision today and this legislation. And so I would ask for your favorable support. I'm encouraged by the direction. I'm encouraged to see this becoming a bipartisan issue that is beginning to reach across chambers.
Brandis is known for taking a lead role in criminal justice reform measures. He also has a bill this session that would allow for inmates aged 70 or older who meet certain criteria to be released early. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.